Welcome to Yeah Nah Look, the Aussie Rules Podcast.
Wow, Tempest Fugit.
Yeah.
Week has gone quick. Welcome to the Dota 2 podcast, casual Dota 2 podcast. Here we are. What are we talking about today?
Okay, we're talking about
Hero of the Week.
Football? News?
Oh, football.
I'm going to have to
edit
that out.
What?
So it's,
why?
Week 9, round what? 9 for football.
Are you saying it's not Tempest Fugit?
No. Okay. How's your week been? So has everyone had a good week?
Yeah, I worked, 14 hour days. It was
Did
great.
You?
Yeah.
I worked today from about 8:50 till 2:55.
Fuck, it's a hard life, cunt.
Pretty good.
I did some paving. That was good.
Yeah. Right. Me and Reese just had a great session at the gym, tried my new weightlifting shoes out, and taught Reese to front squat.
Is it a new machine?
No, my new boots.
Oh, right.
Looking pretty sexy.
Nice. Did some front squats.
Nike, Romu,
did some football training.
Front squats all the way.
Did you? No, but Reece learned front squats today and he's getting it down.
Right on.
Yeah. It was pretty exciting. So if you guys want to go to our Facebook page, we'll put an...
We're starting our fitness Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly right.
It's front called squats. Yeah Nah Lift.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Can we do that now?
We'll start. Yeah, we're going to start. It's going to be great videos of us doing...
We're doing...
Okay. All right, moving on to the news. Okay. News this week. So did you hear about Brad Hill getting, like, he was drunk or something and he got kicked out?
He was shit faced, gave a fake name.
Anyways, Frio have kicked him out of their leadership group.
What an idiot. And he's still got like 8 weeks of injury, doesn't he? He's like got a broken bone in his knee, apparently, 100%.
A broken bone in his knee.
They reckon he's got, they're saying there's a broken bone in his knee.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Six to 8 weeks still.
Yeah. Well, that's not good because they need him. I think they're missing him at the moment. But, anyways, that's that. Paddy McCartan. Is concussed. I think that happened the week before, but they were saying it was whiplash or something, but it's actually concussion. So
he's,
I don't know if he's ever going to play again, old fatty, and we love him. He's a rig of the week staple.
He's a contender every week.
He is a constant rig of the week contender, and you might not see him be good.
Disappointing.
Other news, the Kerno boys got off for touching the umpire.
Cunt. And Stephen May got off.
Stephen May got off.
Like, what a joke. Have you watched that?
No, not really.
Well, Stephen May went like this. He enacted like he was going to, like, well, he should have pushed them off like this. Mm-hmm. And then he pushed the umpire like that.
Oh, no. He should have been suspended.
Well, if Hawkins gets suspended for slapping a hand, what if it's fucking...
Well,
ludicrous.
If the...
Actually, and Colonel went like the same kind
rules
of thing.
Rules.
Like, pushed him away. Because the umpire started to come close, pushed him away.
Well, that's the most frustrating thing. Even though, like, we argued last week about suspension versus no suspension. But I think we all agree that... A lack of consistency is the worst.
Oh, like none so of them like, should
if
have been suspended.
Do it.
But if
Tom Hawkins would be pissed off.
No, pick him out.
All the,
yeah.
all
Chris
the
Scott
decisions.
Was pissed off on AFL. You could tell 1-3.
Oh, mom. He would be fuming right now.
Yeah, he would be.
You can tell he couldn't say anything, but you could see.
Why can't he say anything? I think
that
that's another bullshit
that
thing.
Is bullshit.
Well, you can. You just get fined.
Did you ever see that? What was that? The Hardwick one where he said something. It was in like a post game interview. I'll bring it up. We'll link it. He said something like, and then the reporter was like, "That'd be $5,000 fine." He's like, "Oh, I'll get it up." See,
we don't really need to see that right now. Okay, but what we really need to do is get into the coaches' votes, and Dicko is our man.
Oh,
he is the resident coaches' votes.
There were
man.
Some good games.
So he's going to go
first
through
game
the
Hawthorn versus Sydney. Ben Ronk, 10 votes, 7
Ronk.
Goals.
Hey, there was finally a good Friday night game.
The Ronk.
It was Luke Parker.
Was
got
two Ronks make a right.
Got not suspended. He got the 7 votes. GWS versus West Coast. Jack Darling was definitely 10 votes. Carlton versus Essendon. P. Quips. 9 votes. Ed Kerno, 9 votes. Gold Coast, Melbourne. Tom McDonald.
Ah, Tommy Mac. In the mornings. And Nuzzy and Tommy Mac.
Just want to say, Ed Kerno, I'm pretty sure. Was it Ed Kerno?
Ed Kerno,
yes.
Okay.
Charlie Kerno got 1 vote.
Underrated, I reckon.
Oh, mate, he's a superstar. Like,
hey, you know, you got one. Daisy Thomas.
He's having a good season.
He's one of my favourite players, Daisy Thomas, I've decided.
He didn't get... Oh, he did.
I like watching him.
Rig of the week!
He's averaging
of the
almost
week.
24 touches a game.
Yeah, rig of the week.
Which is like 4 above his career average. Right. Yep, Dale Thomas,
rig of the week.
We've given him that before.
Right. I think
he was the first rig of the week.
He's actually in good nick. I just think he has like a real box-shaped torso.
He is a horrible rig.
Sure.
Port Adelaide versus Adelaide. Robbie Gray.
Oh, Robert.
You guys watch this?
No.
He fucking lit it up. Five goals in the third quarter. And he, fucking what a legend. Absolutely.
And his name's Robbie.
Western Bulldogs versus Brisbane. Jack McRae, you need to put him as your super coach captain.
Did you hear Hutto's commentary of the Port Adelaide game when Robbie Gray kicked his fifth? He's like, he's Robbie, let him entertain you. Like Robbie Williams.
I did see
Hutto.
They're talking Jack McRae for Brownlow.
No.
Yeah. Oh, well, he'll get 3 votes last week, 3 votes this week.
How many games have they even won?
Having said that, about this time last year, it was Bryce Gibbs for Brownlow. That was what
he
that
can't
was
possibly beat around, Fife. So. Oh, Fife would have about 15 votes by now.
It totally depends. Like Jack McRae probably has 9 votes, so he's probably doing all right, which is pretty good.
Have they won that 3 games?
You know, mate, Fife has got game one, didn't
he? Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Mate, Jack McRae, like his last 2 weeks is definitely 6 votes, 100%.
Crips will have 9 votes by now.
Nat Fife, another BOG, apparently. 10 votes.
We'll talk
about Cochin and your man Ben Cunnington. Ben 9 votes.
North Cunnington.
Simon Machine.
Collingwood versus Geelong. Sam Menegola.
He played well. He's become a really good player, Menegola.
Tom Stewart.
Yeah, he's good. Good.
I always see him on Zach Tui's Instagram. What a guy, Tom Stewart. That's it. So,
who's on top of the coaches' votes? Oh, well, well clear.
Nathan Fife. Is it Nathan?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is Nathan. No, it's Natalie.
it's Natalia.
Are you sure it's not Nathaniel?
It's Natasha.
Now, if it was Nathaniel.
All right, we'll do our votes.
We'll
do our votes. I'll go first. So I've given 1 vote. So I didn't give Fife any votes as I watched that game. I've given 1 vote to Ed Langdon. One thing that I like about Ed Langdon.
He's a speed demon. I love speed demons.
He's a speed demon. And he also has the Michael Jordan technique of having his tongue out whenever he's doing stuff. One day he's going to chop that fucker off getting tackled at the wrong time. But he played extremely well. So did Connor Blakely. Did he get any votes, Connor Blakely?
He was their best player, wasn't he? Connor Blakely, 2 votes.
Yeah. I gave 2 to Ben Cunnington because he's boring. I gave 3 to Paddy Cripps. I don't know why. I assume he played well. I gave 4 to Jack Darling because he said he was a superstar. And I gave 5 to Ronki because he's never going to get 10 coaches' votes again in his whole career. So good on you, Ronki. You'll get the 5.
I think it's Ronk.
Ronk?
Yeah, they were calling him Ronk.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It should be Ronki
and Rampy on the team.
No, he's not Luke Ronki, the New Zealand cricketer.
What are your votes, Sticker? You don't need to hold your microphone like a rapper, mate.
Yeah, I do, because it's really not that loud.
I can adjust
He's later. Stroking it seductively.
Everyone just wants to hear my... Because no one heard me last week.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I have 1 vote.
Career.
2 votes. B. Ronk.
Mm-hmm.
3 votes. J. McRae.
Oh, yeah, I didn't give him any. Whoops.
4 votes. Jack Darling. Oh. 5 votes, hands down, the greatest player in the competition, Robbie Gray. Mate, if you watch the game, he won the game for them. He's a fucking lit. Watch it. He got 5 goals.
He has to do
it
every
week
to be the best player in the game.
No, if you don't think he's top 10 player in the competition, you're an idiot. Do you think he's top 10?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to work my way through the list. Oh, he'd be up there.
He'd be top 10. He'll be top 10 Brown, like guaranteed. A guarantee, 100%. He'll be top 10 Brown.
I think he's been that good this year, though.
His last 5 weeks has been lit.
Yeah. Okay. He started slow.
He started
very
slow.
He was carrying a bit of an injury, so he was always like up and down.
He started very slow.
Last year, because I worked with somebody who was a Port Adelaide supporter, and we had this theory that he was 1 week on, 1 week off player.
Yeah.
So he'd play well 1 week, and then he'd play shit.
I'm going to look at his Brownlow vote for last
year. Do your votes.
So I'm giving 1 vote to Patrick Cripps, 2 votes to Jack Darling.
Darling.
3 votes to the Ronk. Ronkowski.
Oh, look, Jack McRae is second in the
field. Oh, yeah. 4 votes, Jack McRae. And 5 votes to Robbie, best player ever to play, lace him up. Gray.
Robert.
Grayscale.
All right. Oh, he was pretty good last year in the round. They polled 4 votes.
Did he?
Good effort from 22 games. 4 votes.
No, that is a good effort.
What's polled?
How many
Why
votes
did
you say
12
polled?
Votes?
Oh, he polled 4 Colo? Times. Is that
yeah,
what that means?
Yeah, he polled 12 votes and 19 and 13 and 14.
What'd you
say? So how many votes are you polled, Colo?
Yeah, you dickhead.
Heaps. Polled heaps of them.
So he got 4 best on grounds and nothing else.
Yeah.
Wow.
That sums it up last year. Yeah. It was like that. All right.
He can be lit, though. Oh, mate, he did the best injury of all time, the knee bent backwards.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
However, he's still playing. It's miraculous. Okay. Anyone that can bend their knee backwards, like at fucking 90 degree angle.
We'll talk about the Freo game quickly first, and then we'll get into something that's going to be a good discussion, I reckon.
Mate, so, even the Port Adelaide game, that was lit.
Yeah, well, okay, we can talk about that after. So the Freo game, I watched that one, and I just wanted to talk about it a little bit because it was not a good game to watch. And Freo, it was one of those ones where, like, you're glad that you managed to win it, but it wasn't a good game to watch. And that the only reason they won, really, is because St Kilda were that horrible. Like, their kicking inside 50 was pretty bad. What's and then when they marked it, their kicking for goal is absolutely... Like, I'd heard their goal kicking was bad this year, but I haven't watched any of their games yet. It was atrocious. It was like Tim Membry, who's a very good footballer, but his kicking for goal was just... And it wasn't like... He wasn't shanking him out in the full. He was like just missing to either side each time. But they weren't hard shots.
From big Levi Casbolt.
Well, they got Ben Dicko Dixon down there doing goal kicking coach for them, and it's obviously not working.
They need Sav. They need Sav Rocker.
That was a problem for them. And just on Fife. So Fife, like the week before, he was outstanding and the...
Really stroking him.
The one... Was it 2 weeks before, against the Bulldogs? He was like outstanding, but this week he was good. But like he, there was a lot of times where he. I'm actually about to say negative things about him. So they're great players. We still have the to romance, hold them to over. Account a little bit when they make mistakes. So there's a lot of times in this game where he got the ball, he won it well, and the good things he did were when he won the contested ball and got clearances. He was quite good a lot of times doing that. He'd get it in space, but he had it several times this game where he got it and he did really horrible look away handballs. Some of them, a few of them were direct turnovers. Other ones were just like ones where the player had to like reach back and it basically put them under pressure or they were about to be tackled. And because it was a look away, he probably just saw like a Freo jumper, wasn't looking. So he didn't see a player right behind him and he just sold them into trouble. So that's the kind of thing where the stats probably lie a little bit because you look at him, he had, I don't know, 36 or something possessions and 25 contested, which is the first time in history that's been done 2 weeks in a row. But he did make a fair few mistakes. Some of his kicking wasn't that good. He missed an easy shot at goal.
We need a petition to shave his fucking hair.
So he... grow even longer.
It's embarrassing.
But he, you know, he's...
Dickhead.
He's in very good form, though. And the way he's marking the footy and getting around the ground, winning the test ball.
According to phantombrownlow.com.au, he is well ahead. He has 5 best on grounds this year.
I said he'd have at least 15, didn't I?
He did.
But who knows if this site's
Jack McRae, 13.
Right.
So Reece was on it.
Sides, right.
Can I just say it's an absolute travesty that Ross Lyon is still in the coach's box right now? I speak for women everywhere when I say it's absolutely disgusting.
I think it's going to start going away now, that whole thing. The Port game, I didn't watch it, so you can talk about it if you like.
This was pretty much what, hands down the game of the week by an absolute long shot. So they were losing convincingly, and then they came. So Port Adelaide came back, kicked a couple goals, and it was like within 12 points or whatever, and then Adelaide kicked 2 goals and it was like, all that fucking catchback effort, for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then Robert Gray went and just kicked another 4 goals consecutively and just basically raped their dick. Port Adelaide got ahead by 20 points, I think.
Yeah.
And then Adelaide, Eddie Betts kicked a goal from fuck knows where. And then another goal from Taylor Walker outside 50.
Oh, the big I saw that.
And
one.
Then fucking McGovern kicked a goal, clutch with 1:20 left, put them in the lead. And then out of the fucking centre square, 40 seconds left, old mate.
Stevie Motlop clocked Motlop in for the day.
McGovern got knocked out by his own player, then Motlop came up. And then
earned his paycheck.
Bam! Bam!
Game over. Did you see Ken Hinckley's celebration?
Oh.
No, he was celebrating all the way from the...
I don't know what
you're
saying. He was going 1 and 0, whatever that means.
No, it was 1-5.
Oh.
I think it was like, so they were 0-5 against in
so
showdowns.
Yeah, so then he said 1-0.
Since he'd been, Ken Hinckley had been coached, I'm pretty sure. So then he did 1-5.
No, he did 1-0. I think he was like saying this year is 1-0.
Oh, this year. Yeah, okay.
But he was celebrating all the way from the coach's box down to the ground. The whole way down. It was like, remember when Mark Williams won the premiership? That's what it was like. He was coming down, he was going nut, which I like. I like it when the coaches show a bit of emotion and not just be stone-faced.
Stoned. You were stoned on the weekend, weren't you, mate?
No.
I was.
Anyways.
Were you, Reece?
All right, we'll talk about this one because you don't know about this yet.
Oh.
So, after the Hawthorn-Sydney game, Alistair Clarkson in the press conference brought up the issue. Well, I think we might have mentioned it before about how, so, you know, it happens primarily in the back line, but Hawthorn were actually doing it in their forward line a bit where the ball's up in the air marking contest and one player basically, like, they're using the term lock on. One player like locks onto his opponent so that his teammate can just drift across and mark it uncontested. So, you know, defend, like
blocking.
Michael Johnson's excellent at doing
blocking, free kick.
Yeah. Okay. So, and it is a free kick. if they pay it. But there's been a lot, like, it was one of those things that they brought up 1 week, and then that weekend they pinged everything, and then they gradually diminished to just not calling it ever anymore. And like Richmond smash, like Asprey just like holds on people, and Rance comes across, and Sydney did it. So what happened, the specific incident he recalled was one in Hawthorn's forward line where Roughhead basically got, they got a free kick called against them, Hawthorn did, for doing it, where Roughhead was leading.
Locking,
and
foul.
Like Bruce was holding on to someone or something. They called it. And then a minute later, the ball went down the other end, and I think Rampy was holding, and the Sydney player, Grundy, marked it or something, and they didn't pay a free kick. So he said that something needs to be done about it. He said something about like it's very clever or something, the way people are doing it now, the way they're holding. Yep. And then, so he said that. And then today or yesterday, he went and had coffee with Gil McLaughlin under the guise of he's in some sort of like laws of the game committee or something like something that improved the game. So he met with Gil, but it was all about that. And he had a laptop and everything. And he was showing him footage from the game of people doing it. And then, what's his name? Longmire, the Sydney coach.
Yep.
He came back and basically said, in terms that he could say without getting fined, he basically said, it's bullshit that, for one thing, for Clarko to have a go at him when the last two times Hawthorn's won by a goal and he hasn't said anything, and then this time they lose and he brings it up. So that's one thing that's bullshit. And secondly, it's bullshit that he goes straight to the boss.
Yeah.
And when the official protocol is to go to Hayden Kennedy or Matthew Kennedy, whoever it is, the head of the umpires.
Clarko, he knows.
Sounds like a very Eddie Maguire thing to do.
Yeah, Clarko is basically pulling, like, he's the statesman coach of the league. He's like the Greg Popovich of footy kind of thing at the moment. Mm. He probably has more pull than other coaches. And so he's gone straight to Gil. And then, lo and behold, a great expression. We looked up where it came from. It means look and behold. It's come out today. Gil McLaughlin has said that the umpires are going to crack down on it.
You know, they sent a memo out to all 18 clubs.
Yeah. So Clarko got his way, basically.
He did.
So this weekend, Michael Johnson is going to get pinged for holding.
The Hawks coach had no influence over the email.
Yeah, he had 150% influence. It was all him.
The first thing I see when I look this up is Robert Walls. Can someone get rid of that motherfucker?
Why?
So what do you guys think about the... the whole, because I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, right? You've seen that happening in games a lot.
This was all on six.
The good teams are very good at doing it.
I drove home tonight. It was all on six.
It's basically just a case of making it look like you're about to contest the mark when you actually have absolutely no,
But you know, I don't care. There's nothing wrong with blocking someone, but if you are looking at the ball, you should only get pinged if, like, because if you go like you're looking at the ball and then you turn around and look at them and then block them, then that's blocking. But if you somehow manage to go like this and swerve and block them...
The problem is this week, now they brought this up, I guarantee they'll be pinging blokes that are doing it the right way. Because realistically, if you're a defender and I'm a forward, like Dustin Martin, when the ball comes in and everyone's like, oh, I love Dusty one-on-one, what does he do? He holds and holds, and then he pushes off at the last minute, protects the drop space, pushes off and marks the ball, which is what you're going to do in a contest. But so the defenders are going to do that when there's not someone floating in. It's just when they know someone's floating in, they're not actually trying to mark the ball. So it's fair. You're allowed to make contact. You're allowed to body someone. But it's just some of the examples they showed, the guy was like turning their head, not looking, or they literally had their arms wrapped around the person, giving them no chance. So I don't want to see them take it away from defenders completely where they're like, somehow you have to defend without actually touching the person at all.
Yeah, I think defenders
get a
bad
contest.
Rap as it is anyway.
Yeah, but. And they said that on the couch, something that forwards have it easier now than
there's so many free kicks that forwards get that defenders, when that happens, when a forward does it to a defender down the other end, it never gets caught.
Yeah.
And it's the exact same
thing.
And
it used to be worse back in the day where like when like Silvani was defending someone, they'd be like grabbing and holding and all that kind of stuff and they get away with it. Now, you basically can't touch the defender, the forward in a marking contest. All you can do is body him and get help.
Do you remember how good it was when it used to be like someone would take a mark and then the defender would just hold them for like 5 seconds and they didn't run away?
Yeah. I remember being coached as a junior. They'd say when someone takes a mark, you hold them up as long as you can, so the umpire says let go. And then they change that rule.
Don't touch them.
I don't know. They're obviously going to, like this weekend, there's going to be a heap of bad ones.
It'll be interesting, yes.
And the worst thing is like there's some rules that they change that, you know, don't directly result in affecting the result that much. But these are all going to be ones that end up in a shot on goal because it's going to be the forward getting blocked out. So they're going to get a shot on goal, basically. So this is it'll impact games this weekend. There'll be games that won and lost on this this thing.
Yeah. I think,
and it's the good teams that are really good at doing it. It's like Richmond will probably get fucked on.
Very capricious, I think.
Richmond will probably get fucked on. Geelong will probably get fucked on. They're pretty good at it. Sydney, all those teams are like, you know.
Yeah, I don't trust the umpires to not overcorrect and fuck shit up.
Is there signature?
It's fucking quixotic.
Stop looking up words.
Stop looking up words.
What? Is it means impractical? We said a word. It's very quixotic.
We said a word of the day. We said a word of the day, and you got fucking, what was it? Chigas, whatever the fuck it was.
This is a great word of the day. It means impractical or impulsive. Quixotic.
That actually is a good word.
Quixotic. That is great.
What is it? Impractical.
It was clearly a quixotic case against the defendant.
I'm going to use that. That's
that is a good quixotic.
I like it.
How do people know this?
Anyway.
It's in the dictionary.
I'm incredulous.
I think I'm...
close that page.
The odious smell.
Yeah, I think I get it. Like, I get why there's a focus brought to the issue.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't trust the umpires at all. So,
so basically, I think Clarkson was bringing it up because he felt that it was being inconsistent. The way they're doing but it. But you know they're going to go overboard.
It's not
now.
The only thing that's inconsistent. Yeah. Like, no, you can't
do very, you guys want it to umpire around? You can umpire around now.
It's a very esoteric situation.
Okay, that's not.
Yeah, that does work. Difficult to understand, idiots. Esoteric. I know that word. I just didn't know what it meant.
That's not a new one.
No, we'll move on to.
I didn't know what it meant.
Since you guys apparently aren't going to talk about your umpire hatred.
We are. We're just talking about word of the day.
Oh, wait. Is that a thing that we're doing?
Yeah, I thought you guys were
I told you. I've already told you about the umpiring and everything. Not even the umpiring. I was talking more about the match review. Whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking Christian about the inconsistency. Luke Parker, well, he should have been gone based on other decisions throughout the year. Well, either Nick Nash shouldn't have been gone. Fucking Kerno. Stephen May's the worst because he actually pushed the umpire pretending to do something. So.
But they've got
this. We can say it. So they suck a dick.
So they bought Christian. They were like, we have one person to make all the decisions. Yeah, I know. And it's fucking made it worse. But the thing is, now he's one person with a fucking ego. Yeah. And just like what happened.
Ruling with an iron fist.
What happened a couple of weeks ago where he stood by it and he said, yeah, what was it? What was the thing that happened? Oh, was it the Tom Hawkins thing? No, Nick Naunui thing. So the Nick Naunui thing, and he said he stood by it and he said, like, he even said, that's the easiest call I've had to make all
that's
year.
A cocky
now,
move.
This is him. Saying like he's said this, and he's wants to stand. He's a stubborn cunt. And he's standing by his call. He didn't want to reverse it even though he should have.
Never going to be reversed because of what he said.
Because he was being stubborn. That was all it was.
Easy call, he's made.
All right, we'll do a bit of a Supercoach action now. And look, I discovered this thing on Supercoach app where you can see the trade trends. So, well, we'll get Dicko's take because he's always got a really well thought out opinion.
Who's going in or out?
But so at the moment, people are dropping off Doudé.
Yep.
People are dropping off Aaron Norton. And the ones coming in, the big ones is Elliot Yeo coming in, Lockie Keith. And the main one that's really repetitive is Ed Phillips from St Kilda. A lot of people bringing him in. A couple people bringing Paddy Dangerfield in.
Is he another moneymaker? Who's Ed Phillips?
I don't know. And obviously Ronke. A few people are getting on Ronke.
Did Aaron Phillips come in from the AFLW?
Yeah, she must
have. I think it's probably time to get rid of another trade up. Is like, so you got Doty and probably Murray as well.
Murray.
They're both at about $350,000. I kind of want to get rid of both of them, but I can't afford to. And when I talked about Darling 3 weeks ago, he got over 100 again after I traded him in and traded him straight out.
Well played. You are the Supercoach Master for a reason.
Well, I got from the Supercoach Master worse. Bart, and he said, oh, I can't believe you traded Darling in. And he got 40. And I'm like, oh, maybe you're right. And then he's got like 120, 130, 120.
There
were some shit scores this week, though.
I had a horrible
season. There were some real shit scores. Tom Mitchell, 72 as captain. Dustin Martin, 64.
Did you say 72 as captain?
Like 70 times a bunch. You got 72. Yeah. Sam Jacobs, have to get rid of him, 51.
He's not Aaron Sandlin. Sandy is killing it.
Yeah, I'll probably trade. Probably a Sandy or... Probably Sandy. Max Gorn got 148 again. I think he might be...
He's third.
It's Jack McRae.
I'm putting him as captain.
Jack McRae, Ed Curno, Max Gorn. Ed Curno is probably someone to put in.
Eddie Curno, there you go.
Robbie Gray, get him in.
Right.
Oh my God.
Pendlebury didn't play.
I didn't have a person play. That's why I fucked up. Tim English didn't play.
I had him filling in for that Nui.
Oh my God. And I didn't have Giles Langdon. I would have got an extra 50.
Spewin.
Yeah, it is spewing.
All right. Well, you haven't given us much. We'll move on to... we're going to do a yen look. We've only got a couple of them. Yeah. All right, so the first one, and you pretty much answered this already. I said, Nat Fyfe is number one again in the game. Do you think he's the best? If you had to pick of, let's say, him, Martin, Dangerfield, and I guess Robbie Gray, he's in the conversation now, according to you.
No, if you'll give me any of those players, I'd pick Dangerfield hands down.
Why? Dangerfield way better. Why?
He's more explosive. He's a faster runner. He will kick goals. He's just better.
In my opinion. I'll put Dangerfield. Like, I think going on form right now, I agree. Fyfe's playing way better. Yeah. I think Dangerfield's a better player.
I think that aside from sprinting, I think
they're both probably on par in disposals. I don't think they're disposals.
They're both all of them. Or even Martin. Like Martin's probably the best kick of the lot, but a lot of his kicks, like I think he runs himself into pressure sometimes and tries to do him. Yeah. So I think if you compare them together, I reckon definitely Fyfe does everything Martin does. Because Martin's not, he's got the same kind of pace as Fyfe, but they can power out of packs, but they're not super duper quick. Dangerfield's like the quickest by a mile. But Fyfe is on another planet in aerial work, marking the football compared to those two. He's like
he's taller and longer and lankier.
Well,
and
he's not that much tall. Well, he is a bit older than those two, I guess. But like, he's not the tall. He's like, he's smaller than Patrick Cripps, and even him, leap.
He's definitely more athletic.
He's like Jeremy Howe at marking the ball. But he's got the contested side of the hit. So he's on a different... And all right, you're right. He doesn't kick as many goals as Dangerfield, but I think he could. Like Dangerfield's playing as a forward like 70% of the time this season. Fyfe didn't go forward once on the weekend.
But if you're doing... I'd pick Dangerfield.
Do you guys remember when in the golden age of look, when this was just a look answer?
Yeah. Okay.
We can discuss. Yeah. So you think he's...
No, wait, no, but you said no. No, you forgot the question.
No, the question was, who do you pick?
Yeah, that was the question.
I pick
I pick Dangerfield.
The question... Who do you pick? The question was, do you think Fyfe is the number one?
Yeah, and I just gave you some... So you obviously you don't. Or do you think he's... I guess you said he's number one right now.
You can say look because you think he's number one right now.
Yeah, say look, yeah. Look, that's a look. Croft?
Yeah, look, but I prefer Dangerfield.
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah, obviously, but Martin's not quite as good as last year at the moment. He's not in quite as good. But the team's playing better.
64 dream team points.
Like, they're playing more of a team. It's almost good for Richmond that he's not. But anyways, okay, and this one's the only other one we've got.
Number two.
North Melbourne could make the eight this year, legit. Yes.
I mean, the thing is they're doing the thing that they did a couple of years ago. They keep losing close games.
They
lost on the weekend, 10 points. The week before, they lost by 10 points. Yeah. So they need to win. If they win a couple of those, yes, but they're losing them at the moment. And, who's their lineup?
I just can't understand how well they're doing. Like, Brad Scott must actually be a really good coach. It's the only thing I can think of.
Who'd have thunk it?
Because, sometimes, as we've talked about this before, like, some coaches can be disguised by having good players.
Yeah.
And you assume that they're good. But then you have the same group of players with a different guy, and you're like, oh, hang on a minute. Like, Mick Malthouse didn't really... Those guys did better under Ratten than they did under him.
Yeah. This is North Melbourne versus GWS. They're both on... Oh, no, GWS having a draw. But GWS will stay out of the eight if North Melbourne win this.
It's still pretty open. So this would be... Okay,
very
so
close.
Let's just do this one.
Fremantle, Collingwood still in.
Yeah, so North Melbourne, can they make the eight this year? I think no still. I don't think they're good enough. I reckon they'll be about where they are.
Well, I mean, if they could... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, if we're talking like mathematically, I was thinking. I mean, will they make the eight?
Unfortunately, hope for Ryan, yes, but no.
No.
Okay. So now I'll say, we'll add another one here. Is the eight, the top eight set? So not like shuffling through the positions, but will those be the eight teams make finals? And if not, who comes out?
Fuck, are the Eagles doing second?
I know. Is that right? They're very Robert good. Walls, they won on the weekend with no one.
I know.
They had so many of their best out.
I did not think they'd win.
I reckon no. No, I reckon Melbourne might drop.
Yeah, I think I think I've still got... I'm hesitant about Hawthorn, Melbourne and Port Adelaide in that eight. Because that could easily switch.
Yeah. That's the hardest thing is I obviously think GWS will end up in there. Like, I hope Fremantle will. I don't think they will. They're just too young.
They'd have to
get everyone back and be 100% healthy.
I think Collingwood could still... Collingwood could go good. They got St Kilda next.
Fremantle have a bit of a hard run at the moment too. Next few. Anyone below Fremantle is no chance. Like Essendon were the only one in that group that we probably thought would. And they're doing horrible.
It's still pretty close. I mean, like, look at the Bulldogs. Bulldogs are no Collingwood, chance. North Melbourne, they're only one game out of the eight.
Right? Yeah. Bulldogs and Free, like, almost Fremantle as well, probably almost not, because they're both just young and not consistent enough, I don't think. I mean, Bulldogs are in reasonable form, but they've played not very good teams.
It's going to be a good game of the weekend, Richmond vs Eagles.
I just don't know who would drop out.
I think Hawthorn could drop out. I think maybe. Melbourne would drop out. I think Port Adelaide
could West Coast fall off a cliff?
I think it's kind of impossible for Eagles to not make the eight now.
Yeah. I mean, the way they're able to win without... Because you think the only thing that's stopping them is like injuries.
The thing,
to
is, the thing is, they're going players. To probably win nearly all their games at home.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
that's ridiculous.
I wouldn't be surprised if that is the eight at the end of the year.
I probably wouldn't be surprised either.
Like, this bad start could cost GWS. But they might sneak in. Maybe Port comes out. I don't know. I mean, Port are pretty stacked. It's hard. I can't remember what our eights were at the start of the year. I know we didn't have West Coast.
I think
nothing
I
like
no,
that.
I didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't.
Nothing like that.
Yeah. Oh, well. We'll do our tips, eh? We got the... Oh, yep, there it is, right there.
So, Friday, we have Adelaide versus Western Bulldogs. I'm going to pick
Adelaide. It's Adelaide Oval as well. So, this will be the beginning of the end for the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Adelaide, yep.
Next game, North Melbourne versus GWS at BA, whatever that is. I'm going to actually pick
North Melbourne. That's Blundstone Arena in Tasmania. So I'm going to pick North Melbourne as well because it's Tasmania. Oof. I tipped on the weekend and they nearly got there for me.
I'm going to go GWS.
Okay. Suns versus Port Adelaide. I'm going to pick Port Adelaide.
Yeah, Port Adelaide should win that one.
Yep, Port.
Essendon versus Geelong. I'm going to pick Geelong.
Geelong. Come on.
I'll tip Geelong. I wouldn't be surprised if Essendon win this one, though. Because they're sort Johnny of under Warsfold. The pump. An old mate got sacked on the week. Do you want to talk about that?
Neil.
I was going to cook that.
No, no, that's
okay,
just...
you can cook it. So, yeah, I'll tip Geelong. They're too much talent. But
Sydney versus the Dockers.
Sydney. Yeah, CG. I hope Fremantle make a like contest. Of
wrong key to kick 10 in the first quarter.
Yeah, probably will.
St Kilda versus Collingwood.
Oh, gee.
Oh, I've got to pick Collingwood.
Yeah.
They're playing way Collingwood, better.
Yep.
St Kilda's pressure was, I will say one thing for them, their pressure was quite good in the second half.
They had a little run.
They just couldn't convert their...
Stephen, go Jackie Stephen, love him.
Yeah. Anyways.
Carlton versus Melbourne.
Melbourne. Carlton had that emotional win, I think, now.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I haven't even celebrated yet. Yeah. But also the fact that we fucking won on the weekend means I can tip against them.
Gone.
So
gone.
I'm going to tip Melbourne.
Pick, put Gone in your Super
what
game
if
team.
Cruiser just crushes him? What if the tractor just comes out and runs him over?
Cruiser played really well on the weekend.
Gorn is on another level.
Got to tap it away from Cripps.
Lions versus Hawthorn.
Hawthorn.
This is going to be a cracker just because it's Hodge versus Hawthorn. Hawthorn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, it's tempting to... Yeah. I really want Brisbane to win a game. it won't be this one, though.
No, I think Hawthorn will win.
Yeah, Hawthorn.
It'll be good.
Do you know Hodge hadn't played at the Gabba in 5 years since 2008?
That's before he went there. Such a weird thing, eh?
Yeah.
Wow. How does that fixturing work?
Yeah.
Well, he probably didn't travel in a few later years. And then...
So he
got suspended a lot in his career and they probably didn't play at the Gabba very often.
So, next game, Eagles versus Richmond.
Oh,
Dick
gee.
Nat's back.
This is game of the round, I think.
So, they're missing Shuey still.
I don't know, isn't it?
I don't know if McGovern's back. Is McGovern back?
Actually,
I think if McGovern and Nat Nui are both back, I'll pick the Eagles.
No, you know what? It's going to be interesting because they're going to... I reckon West Coast will win. I reckon West Coast will win because they're going to ping the fuck out of Richmond trying to hold and get Rance to chop off marks. So they're not going to be able to stop Josh Kennedy because they won't be able to do that this week. And
Darling.
Look, Richmond play really well in Perth, but that was at Subiaco. So I don't know if the new stadium, if that changes it because they have a really good record here. In general, but that's at Subi. Maybe the new stadium changes. I'll tip West Coast, but
yeah,
I think it'll be a cracker.
I'll tip West Coast as well. Actually, I'll jump on that.
I think West Coast, who does
the fixturing? Why is that on a Sunday afternoon?
I was just about to say last week the showdown was on it.
Should
like,
have been Friday night.
It was on at like 4:20 in the afternoon. It was like a nothing slot.
Should have been Friday night.
The other two games were kind of shit.
Should have been the Friday night game.
I was like, I don't get it. Don't get it.
Although the Friday night game was pretty good in saying that.
I don't see why they had six games on Saturday.
They were saying that that's what people were saying, is they should have made it a Thursday night fixture, the showdown. Yeah. Big marquee game Thursday night.
Why did they have six games on Saturday? Every other week is five games on Saturday, three games on...
It's Super Saturday, I don't know. All right, Well, we've done all our tips. No, wait, did you tip the last game, Reece? Did you tip West Coast or
no,
Richmond?
No, he didn't.
No, I tipped Eagles.
Okay, yeah, we're all West Coast then.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll hand it over to Crofts Cook.
All righty. So as I said before that we were talking about Essendon, who my team beat on the weekend, and I'm very, very happy about that. But for whatever reason, in the wake of Essendon losing to Carlton, Mark Neild loses his job. Now, I know everybody says, you know, he retired or whatever, or he left the position voluntarily, but I reckon that's a whole heap of bullshit. You don't just, like, lose to the bottom team.
Fox Sports says sacked.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, I read that he resigned, and a lot of other people have said sacked, and I think it's fucking stupid that when your team puts out a fucking shitty performance that the coaches get sacked. Mm. Like when Brendan Goddard gets fucking niggled and plays like a spud because Jed Lamb, of all people, got into his head. Like fucking
Jed Lamb,
sack
the psychologist.
Brendan, yeah, fucking sack Brendan Goddard for fuck's sake. Like
he should get Dennis to...
That's what all the thing is about. Everyone's going on Brendan Goddard.
It's, but it's
Dennis,
fucking,
Dennis needs he's to not get on Carlton one. And tell them that Jed Lamb's nickname should be the psychologist because he gets in people's heads.
He did. That's he did it to Sicily. He got him fucking... But that's the thing. Like even your mate fucking... what's your mate? Your Essendon mate?
Merritt.
Exactly. Like got Merritt. Fucking shut down by Kerno. Like who's fucking standing up? But nah, you know what? You know who I think is responsible? Mark Neild. I think like, coaches get such a fucking bad rap, and they do. Like all they can do is just tell people what to do. If they don't do it, it's fucking not their fault. I reckon that's fucking bullshit.
Bring back
if they're sacking him because they lost against fucking Carlton. I think they've got some. I think they've got bigger problems. Then Mark Neild out of that club.
And I know. They need Dean Bailey back.
I think it's unfair.
No, he's dead. Sorry.
Fucking hell.
Fail. Whatever fail means.
All right. That's all we've got time for today.
No opinions.
He was only 47.
We usually discuss Buckle.
I agree. I thought it was totally irrelevant. I don't think Mark Neild, that was just in line. I don't think he had anything to do with it.
I don't know. It just seems the timing just seems. Yeah. Why would you sack him now?
Well, I don't think anyone's putting too much pressure on Woosha or anything, so it does seem pretty random. But we don't know. There could be some other reason. Maybe he molested.
Well,
someone.
I mean, who knows? I mean, they had a drug addict coach for years and didn't do anything. So
that's true.
What a legend.
And like, as if they didn't know.
Bomber.
We haven't talked about Ben Cousins missing. Speaking of
Ben Cousins is missing.
Did they
You've
find
seen
him?
Call
have,
in.
They, have they found him?
Well, he's I don't not know. Missing. Didn't he just leave his job and just not
he quit the job? Yeah. I think I was like,
that is not that is not a
so
good sign.
So they were reporting
sign.
That he was missing just because he quit his job.
Yeah. Well, I think they said the people at West Coast hadn't seen him in a month, but that didn't mean
but
that no one's seen
oh,
him.
Oh, wait,
he's
been working at West Coast.
Yeah, he was
right.
working.
I was going to say, did they know he doesn't play anymore? But yeah, I forgot him.
Yeah.
I think he just obviously went on a bender again and stopped coming to work.
Yeah, it's pretty not highly likely.
Sign. Was carrying a large duffel bag when he was picked up on Wednesday.
Poor fella.
Benny. All right, well, that's us done for another week.
Oh, fucking hell. That, what a
We
haircut
will be back next week. Yeah,
haircut of the week.
Yeah, out of jail, Ben Cousins gets
haircut
our haircut of the week.
Oh, no doubt. Haircut and beard of the week. Ned Kelly right there. Such
All right,
is life.
We'll see you next time, and until then.
Until then, keep well.
Keep well.
Keep well.